past Thursday, I was in Dubuque for a meeting with Archbishop Jacobs on vocation ministry in our archdiocese. The meeting was supposed to be in Cedar Falls, but a couple weeks ago, he's visiting a parish out in the country and slipped on the ice and broke his leg. So Archbishop Jacobs is kind of confined to Dubuque, which is not his style. He's usually out and about everywhere. So we all went to Dubuque, a group of us, and as we shared some ideas, we talked about one obstacle to vocations, whether it's the priesthood, or marriage life, or sacramental marriage. One of the obstacles is how most people in our society define a successful life. Many people define success by what we have. And so we work really hard so that we can have a comfortable life. But Jesus defined success much differently. It's not by what we have, it's by what we give away. And so it's a challenge to work with young people and not so young people to invite them into a way of life that is marked not by comfort, but by giving our life away. Today's gospel, there's a strange sentence that struck me. I don't know if you noticed it, but Peter's mother-in-law is cured of her fever. And it says that she got up from her sickbed and waited on them. Are you kidding me? Give her a break. She just got done from being ill. And the first thing she does is serve. You know, Pope Francis once said this about mothers. Mothers in their unconditional and sacrificial love are the antidote to individualism. And then Francis goes on to use a term that was first used by Blessed Oscar Romero of El Salvador. Used the term martyrdom of motherhood, which implies, you know, this daily giving of ourselves is to help society overcome these self-centered tendencies that we have. Now think about it, when we're young, it's pretty normal, actually, to kind of pursue our own plans, seek control of our life, have a bit of fun. Our time is often focused on next vacation, hanging out with friends, getting ahead at work. Many couples that I marry are in this stage. But again, then God plays a trick on us to force us to grow. He gives couples children. And it begins with sleepless nights and changing diapers, trying to keep the house from being destroyed. And then it continues with sitting in the bleachers and selling the latest school project and being on committees at school and in the church. And all of a sudden, without knowing it, people realize my life is no longer my own. And that's exactly the way that God wants it to be for all of us, in a way that we do not fully anticipate or even want. Parenthood is often how God makes us grow into holiness. In the same way, those of us without children need to structure in our lives ways of being inconvenienced and stretched. Well, Francis also talks sometimes about the danger of what he calls the bachelor priest. Someone who, yes, keeps the vow of celibacy, but does not really sacrifice much to generate life in other people. And so he says there's nothing virtuous or heroic or holy about such a life. Such a life usually ends up in being self-centered and very lonely. You know, know, the saddest funerals that I've had in all my years of being a priest, the saddest funerals I've had have been of those who they seem to have never gotten involved in the messiness of anybody's life. Those who resist ever being inconvenienced by other people. Those who seem to have never really given their life away. It is sad to see someone die and never be able to say, my life is no longer my own. It is odd that the first thing that Peter's mother-in-law did after being healed was to serve the needs of others. God did not put us on this earth to pursue comfort. God put us on this earth to learn how to love in a self-forgetful way, to find a way to serve in our marriages and in our homes, in our parish, and in our community. May our Eucharist together this morning lead each one of us to a life where we can truly say, with a big smile on our face, my life is no longer my own.